Under the bill, businesses could receive tax credits for donating to nonprofit groups that provide education improvement scholarships. Those would enable students who are eligible for free and reduced-price lunches to attend non-public schools. Senator Walter Stosch argued that private institutions can meet student educational needs where public schools fall short.
I'm absolutely convinced it is the step up for a lot of young kids who are either disabled or poor, who will have no other choice without something like this.
But some argue that it violates the state constitution by drawing funding from public schools. Senator Janet Howell said rather than abandoning public schools, the state needs to reinvest and bring them up to the same standards that helped her family overcome great challenges and succeed.
If this were a sincere effort to help children, there would be tax credits as well for corporations who are giving to public foundations for public schools.
The tax credit is 65% of the amount donated with a $25 million state cap. The law would expire in 3 years. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.